RadioArchives.com presents G8 and His Battle Aces magazine from December 1936. Patrol of the Mad, the 39th adventure of G8 and His Battle Aces, as told by G8 to Robert J. Hogan, read by Nick Santamaria. Out of war-torn skies of World War I flies G8 and His Battle Aces. The greatest combat pilot of that hellish conflict, G8's true name was stricken from all official records so that he could fight the most evil minions of the German Kaiser without the restrictions of the laws of war. Piloting a souped-up SPAD airplane and backed by his wingmen, Bull Martin and Nippy Weston, G8 blazed his name across weird battle skies history never recorded. Mad scientists, zombies, werewolves, vampires. These were the unholy allies of Imperial Germany, whom G8 engaged over the blood-soaked trenches of the war to end all wars, in frenzied dogfights straight out of hell. And now, G8 and His Battle Aces' thrilling adventure, Patrol of the Mad.
Chapter 1. The Man Without a Soul. A low, vibrant chuckle left the lips of G8, dressed as a German lieutenant. Behind him stood another figure, garbed in the uniform of the Fatherland, pressing a Luger into his back.
"You may laugh while you can," the Boche with the gun growled. "But I know you are G8. I, the greatest detective in Germany, have been detailed by intelligence to trail you and track you down."
G8 laughed again, a little louder than before, and tried to make his laughter sound genuine.
"Ach, du lieber, you sound like a lunatic," the real German snapped.
"It is you who will look like a lunatic," G8 told him, still chuckling.
"Perhaps, mein friend, you would like to know what I am laughing at? I am laughing to think how ridiculous you will appear when you turn me over as an enemy spy. Shine your flashlight into my face and permit me to turn around. You may take my Luger if you wish," he chuckled again. "That will be the best joke of all on you."
"Dummkopf,"
the Hun spat out, shining the light up into the face of the master spy.
"You do not know it, but I have been trailing you for a week. I was given special orders not to let you out of my sight. Twice you got away, but I found you again."
G8 laughed easily.
"Wait until I tell Herr Brunner, head of intelligence, how I got away from you with no effort at all.
That will be bad for you, nicht wahr?" For an instant, the German officer hesitated. Then he stormed on as before. A slight note of hesitancy was evident in his voice now.
"I suppose you can explain what you were doing, going through our supply houses," he said. "And then when you found out that our stock of food here in the Fatherland was sadly depleted, you went next to our large munition plant, and you were shown through the building, seeing there our great need for raw materials. Then you went among our fighting men and discovered how weak and gaunt they have become for lack of food. Now you have come to this lonely place to learn of certain mysterious airplane maneuvers, and I have caught you red-handed. Perhaps you would be glad to explain all these things to His Excellency Herr Brunner in Berlin?"
"That will be a great pleasure," G8 assured him, smiling through the darkness. G8 felt the lieutenant removing the Luger from his holster, disarming him. He laughed again, keeping his voice low so that no other ears could hear them.
"Perhaps you would like to see my pass, Herr Lieutenant," he suggested. "I have seen it already," the German officer said. "The pass itself is beyond suspicion. However, do you recall the officer who stopped you this morning as you reached the front and demanded to see your papers?"
"Yes, of course," G8 smiled.
"And do you remember that I went straight to you, knowing that it was you who was foolishly trailing me?"
"Oh, it is funny, Herr Lieutenant, the things you have been doing. I have had many good chuckles alone over it. I would like to laugh with you about it, but your sense of humor seems to be in your boots. I have known that you were following me ever since Herr Brunner sent you out. You are Herr Lieutenant Harbach, nicht wahr? Now you are wondering how I know your name. That was quite simple to discover, in spite of the fact that you are supposed to be known only as B1.
"Ach, du lieber!" the Boche exclaimed.